astral beings in front and the wolves behind, and the command ship blasting off, up and moving over the astral beings.
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world is trouble, and you need a fighting friend,
kids, joined the Jet Jungle Club yet? You get a super badge, membership certificate, free copy of Jet's newsletter Jungle Talk, and lots of other surprises. Listen carefully. Send your name, address, age, and date of birth together with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. Remember, your name, address, age, and date of birth with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. And don't forget to enjoy Jet's favorite breakfast every day, a delicious bowl of hot Jungle Oats.
Clever, clever. Sam or Spaghetti, and the line of astral beings breaking. The command ship is over them, and they're breaking. And the command ship coming my way now.
Happy Boxing Day, Jet.
Spaghetti, that was yesterday. Duck down. The astral beings aren't finished yet.
The walls are closed, Jet.
Duck down.
Yes, the wolves coming up fast, and what's left of the astral beings, 10, 20 of them, running, moving, and... What's that? I didn't see that. Invisible as well. A kind of... Looks like a rocket ship. Long nose, pointed, and they're all piling in. And the wolves are passing me and going for what's left of the astral beings, but some of them are getting into the rocket. Ah! They're fighting over there! I get to the rocket ship in time? No. The hatch is closing and... And they're taking off. I'll bet Norrin saved his own life and the wolves, finishing up the last of the astral beings who were left behind by their leaders.
A happy day of the Boxing Day. Oh, did I say it already?
All right, you can stay out now, Spaghetti, but mind that I'm coming in fast.
Hang on, look out!
Hey!
Why not, Spaghetti? I'm
saying. Where have you been?
Well, later, please.
Oh, yes, come on.
Later, in a moment. Okay, Jupiter, you know I'm happy to see you, but I can't make much of you at the moment. Sam, close the hatch, please. Move over, Dr. Kett, please.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to get this ship to the City of Domes fast. That's where what's left of the astral beings will be landing. Right.
Hatch coming down.
Okay. Right. Blast off. Pull those blinds right back, please. Watch out for a rocket ship, huh?
Yeah, where? We didn't see none.
Any?
Not any either.
A rocket ship, Spaghetti. It was invisible, too. I think Norrin, the astral being leader, is shoving fast for the city, trying to escape, and I want to get him. Sam, at one window, please. Doctor?
Yes, Jet?
At the other, please.
Right.
Hey, Jupiter. Hey, did you miss me, my boy, eh?
I can't see anything here. Yes, nothing this side, Jet. Jet, what happened?
I got to the city, Sam. Found the people of Ket and found the watch glasses.
And little Ket?
She's dead, Spaghetti.
Oh, what a shame.
I don't know if it hit you, but we ran into one of the cyclic storms. We were knocked down out of the sky, and she hit the ground, and I did too. I was knocked out, I think. I looked for her and found her eventually, and she died in my arms.
Poor little Kit.
Sad.
Yes, and that's one reason, Sam, why not one of the astral beings will escape. Anyway, I got to the City of Domes, found the vault, after battling with a couple of invisible heavyweights. I got kicked down the vault for my pains. Any sign of the rocket ship?
No, nothing here. And then, Jet?
Well, Sam, I fought a thing called a Kralak.
With teeth and tusks and a horn?
Well, how did you know, Doctor?
I'm not sure how I know. I think poor Kat must have described it to me when she made contact with me in my dreams back on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I fought the animal with the help of an old man who's the leader of the last 100 of Kett's people, trapped, locked in the caves and the vaults. I vowed to him as well that Kett would be avenged, that all the efforts she made to contact you, Doctor, and Spaghetti and me would not be in vain. No sign, huh? All right, we'll go down lower, skim the hills. Anyone see anything?
Nothing, and nothing from here either.
What happened to the Americans, the astronauts? They broke away. What happened?
I killed them, Jet.
But... and how, Doctor?
Noren was getting at me, hypnotizing me, telling me what to do. I didn't know what I was doing, but I pressed the docking abort and reject button on his command, and I killed them.
Well, it wasn't your fault, Doctor. And that's another thing we have to get even with friend Noren for.
Yes, there it is.
Where?
Down below us, to the starboard side.
Hang on. Yes, got it. Keep it in sight, Sam. We'll follow it down.
There is the City of Domes. Incredible.
Yeah, the rocket ship is heading for it, Sam.
It looks like it, yes, Spaghetti.
Well, I can see the domes, too, and a center dome sliding away there. You see it?
It must be to allow the rocket to enter and land.
Right, so we stay on the rocket ship's tail, and down we go. Come on.
Right behind them.
Good.
I think they make to land in the city, Jet.
That's it. No, they're veering away. They've seen us. Veering away, and we follow them.
Why are they doing that?
Well, we're too close to them for comfort, Doctor.
The dome is sliding closed.
Huh?
They're not going to land in the city. The rocket ship heading out over the hills.
Right, and we follow. We can't quite catch them.
And they cannot get away from us.
Right, we'll force them down. Hold on.
We may crash.
No, we won't.
Jet, I haven't seen you looking so grim for a long time.
Well, there are quite a few things about the astral beings to make me grim and angry, Sam. What kind of terrain is that below there?
Looks like swamps, maybe. Hey, down there. Kit said they have dragons.
That's just too bad, isn't it, Spaghetti? Yeah. Right, down on them and make them crash.
They're diving down, skimming the ground. They're hitting the ground, into the swamps and into the trees.
Righto. We'll land this baby, we go down and finish him off, because if anything and anyone is evil, it's Noren.
And his friend.
Right, Spaghetti.
I'll help you at controls here, Jet.
Please, Sam. Coming down, are we?
Coming down a bit too fast. Cut rockets.
Okie doke. Right, Jupiter, come with me, boy. I'll keep the watch glasses on. This is a fight to the finish between you and me on one side and Noren and what's left of the astral beings on the other.
You need us, Jet.
Sam, not at the moment. Just Jupiter and me fighting evil. Looking forward to it, eh, boy? Good. Right, hatch open, please, Spaghetti.
Hey, you watch out, eh? I got myself a stone finger trying to find out the range of the stone guns. And there is one way to get rid of the stone. Jupiter.
How do you mean, Spaghetti?
I was playing with him, and he bit my finger because, well, he thought I was prodding him. Okay, Black Cat, so I was prodding you. But, Jet, this is important. Now, you shut up, Black Cat. I speak to Jet.
Hang on, Spaghetti. Please. He's just keen to get into action, and so am I.
Okay, but if you get turned into stone, get Jupiter to bite you. The stone breaks.
Fine, I'll remember that. Hatch open, please. Don't move from the ship. I shouldn't be too long. I'll move first.
Wait. I stick my shoe up first, just in case they wait for us outside.
All right, Spaghetti.
Turn into stone? No, still made of leather. Good Italian leather, too.
All right. Okay, I'm moving now.
Jet, don't make mistakes. I can see how upset you are by Kett's death and the filthy things the astral beings have done. Just keep calm.
Sam, we'll talk about that some other time, huh? All right, down we go. Come on, Jupiter. Come on, down we go. Come on, Jupiter, boy. Come on, down. Okay, Jupiter, stay next to me, boy. Let's go and revert to the law of the jungle, huh? Let's hunt these astral beings down.
What do I think, Narak? I think the man Jungle will come to us. But I think he will be impatient and angry. And I think he will blunder.
Yes, Noren.
He will blunder because I know he is angry. Sir, we wait here on the edge of the swamps. But we must observe for the animals. Not that they can see us in our invisible shape, but I do not want them to interfere with my killing Jet Jungle. Of our kind, how many left?
Not many.
A few in the City of Domes, and you and I here. Come, Jungle. Come.
When a man gets to be 9 or 10, he's growing fast. And that's just when he needs the stuff that builds a man.
Yes, Black Cat peanut butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste, well, children love it.
Black Cat peanut butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat peanut butter.
Come on, Jupiter. Come on, boy. Morning, Growl. Almost four. Have you seen them? No, you can't. I've got the glasses and... Hey, the spare pair with me. Here, put them on you. Here we are, boy. There we go. Off we go. Now, don't pull them off. Let's go hunting.
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore Balanced Dog Food. It's gravy coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.